and now evangelist David Shannon.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So you see, again, Paul uses the same thought and he divides it into two areas. We're singing the psalms, we're singing the spiritual songs, we're singing the hymns, but what is so important is that we do it with our heart. Now we can take these areas this evening and we'll divide them into three major areas. And it's interesting that really almost every song in our songbook will fall into one of the three areas that Paul mentions here. First, he said psalms. Translated into our language today, the word psalms literally means praises to God. So as he says here, giving the command for singing, the number one thing that we see is that we should be singing songs of praise to God. Now this is not anything new. You remember when the children of Israel passed through the Red Sea and then the Egyptians were drowned by the sea? They were so pleased with God protecting them that they started singing songs of praise to God. Now, for time's sake, we won't turn there, but if you have a pen or paper and you want to jot down, I encourage you throughout this next week sometime to look up Exodus, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 19. They're pretty long verses. That entire passage there is a song that they sung in praising God for the good things that He'd done. Also, another psalm, a song that we read, is in 2 Samuel 22. Again, it's a long song. Verses 1 through 51 is a song that David sung in appreciation for God protecting him from Saul and delivering him. Tonight, as I ask you, I hope you understood when I said turn to, I didn't mean the psalm, but I meant in your Bible, to Psalms. Psalms 134. As you look in your Bible around these passages, if you flip back to 120, you'll see that we have several psalms that are very short. Each of these psalms were believed to be songs that they sang. At times in Old Testament time, their song was more of a chanting. Sometimes it was literally a song. I've picked out one of these that I want us to read about praise. 134. Notice it's very simple what he's wanting to praise. Very simple. He says, "Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion." So his song here is very simple. Praise the Lord for creating the heaven and the earth. You know, we live in a time where there are many disputing the fact whether or not God did create the heavens and earth. We believe that He did. Shouldn't we appreciate it? And shouldn't we give Him credit for it? And shouldn't we praise Him for it? The word praise literally means to indicate one's warm approval. Did you hear that? The word praise literally means to indicate one's warm approval. Now, if you will, in your songbook, turn to 426. 426. Praise Him, praise Him. In just a moment, we'll sing this song. As we sing it, do you have a warm approval for God this evening? If so, understand what you're saying. Realize that as we sing this song, in the second and third verses, we have the phrase, "Hail Him, hail Him." It's so important that we sing with understanding. What does that mean? The word "hail" literally means a vigorous projection of many things at once, creating joy, rejoicing, and gladness. Can I give you a David definition of that? A David definition of that is saying that you want to give so many compliments at one time that you just can't give them all at one time, so you've created a word, and that one word is "hail." Jesus Christ has done so much for us. We can't begin to give all of the praise to Him that He deserves. And that's why we should hail Him, hail Him. Notice as we sing this song that there's many reasons in this song why we should praise Him. We should praise Him for His wonderful love. We should praise Him because He's a shepherd that guards us. He's a shepherd that carries us. He's the one that died for us and was crucified. He's the one that gives us the hope of salvation. He is the one that has promised that He is victorious over the world. How great would it be to live the Christian life if we didn't really know that we would win out in the end? We know that we can win in the end because He's already victorious. Another clarification. The third verse. Praise Him, praise Him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud with Hosanna's ring. What is a heavenly portal? A portal is actually a passageway, an entranceway. So this writer is perhaps speaking symbolically. If you and I could look into heaven out of any of the entranceways, whether it be an open window or an open door, the voice we would hear would be those saying, praise Him, praise Him. So surely if the heavens declare praise to His name, how much more should you and I this evening praise Him for all the things He's done for us and the promise of that home? Won't you stand as we sing this song?